The number of tackles you've made this year, 42, tied for seventh in the league. I don't even know if you know that, but has that taken a toll on you physically at all to this point?
No, I mean, age is taking more of a toll on me physically. I'm like everybody else in the locker room. You prepare for the season, prepare to be out there playing in whatever role. So, honestly, it's been fun, you know, running around, making tackles. This year I've been in a couple different roles where, you know, it's not as bad as it sounds. Like, I'm 15 yards deep on every play, end up with 42 tackles. You know, I've been down in the box a little bit more and been able to be around the ball. So I've enjoyed it. You know, I don't even think about the tackle totals and all of that.
Why do you enjoy that role?
You know, free safety sometimes it get a little boring back there. But, you know, being up there and still being able to be free safety to me gives me an advantage to use, like, everything I do. You know, watching film, studying, and seeing what teams like to do. And, you know, usually when I'm in the middle, I'm trying to alert guys and do it as much as I can that way. But, you know, being down, I'm actually getting to use some of the things I see and things that show up from watching film that's not only just, you know, reading a quarterback or route recognition, but it's actually being in the box, you know, knowing motions and all those different things like that. Just trying to play off that, so I've enjoyed that.
One of the things, you were a free agent a couple of years ago, and why everybody was after you was your ability to cover ground. Can you still do that when you're down there?
Yeah, I mean, I've had some plays where I got to open up and run a little bit, even, you know, closer to the line of scrimmage. But, you know, now that free agency over, if I can't do it, a good thing, I already signed.
Did you prepare any differently? You were saying you get to use some of the things you've been studying during the week. Does that change at all, or even physically? Like, did you have to be a little bit stronger going into this year, maybe knowing that you'd be closer to the line?
I'm always one of the strongest guys on the team. No, no, I mean, I always just do the same thing. And, you know, I think your body always takes a beating, you know, throughout a 16-game season. So it's always, you know, rehabbing, trying to get a little bit stronger, you know, and I've continued to try to do that. And, you know, for us, honestly, we don't know. Like, it's not like I was in the offseason, like, yeah, you know, my roles are, it can change week by week depending on what we're doing. So, you know, you turn on the film between myself and Chung, you know, we could be anywhere in our defense. And so there is no way to, you know, prepare differently as far as working out or any of that. And film-wise, I always just watch kind of the offense overall. And to me, when you play in the middle of the field or you play safety, you have to do so much communicating that you got to kind of watch the whole offense. You can't just pick, you know, a guy or, you know, just pass plays. You got to kind of be in tune to everything because a lot of communication falls on, you know, either KV, E-Rob, or high in the middle, and then, you know, myself, Chung, and Duran when we're in there at safety.
One of the things you talked about this summer was the fact that you and Duran and Chung are kind of almost interchangeable in that defense. Over the first five games, has that played out? And I understand that, look, it's different situations, different opponents, different personnel you're going up against, but has that played out pretty much the way you thought it would?
Yeah, I think the good thing about all three of us is, you know, we all have different strengths and weaknesses, and we all know each other as well. So there's times where the defense calls for one of us to be here or the other, and we'll switch positions in the defense just because of the formation they come out in. And it's like, all right, you're better at that, you're better at this, all right, switch, you know. And I think us being in the same system for a couple years together now allows us to do that really without even thinking. It's just natural. Obviously, film and being out there on the practice field definitely helps too. But, you know, now I think we're all so comfortable with playing with each other that it's easy for us to just interchange roles sometimes that the defense doesn't call just by, you know, our knowledge. And also it helps that Matty P allows us to do that.
You spoke about the communication. Have you felt that that's improved significantly over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think we've gotten better at it. And I've also said, all our mistakes wasn't just communication. Some of it was just executing where, you know, we all knew what we were supposed to do. It was well communicated, and we just didn't all do our job. And I think that's gotten better with, you know, for one, all of us being on the same page, and then every player individually going out there and executing, you know, our job. And, you know, that's how we're going to be a good football team. It's everybody being on the same page, and then going out there doing everything we practice on, everything we work so hard at, going out there and executing it. And I think the thing is, we know we got the guys to do it. We just got to do it consistently now, you know, week in and week out.
Devin, the act of tackling seems often to be a lost art in football. From two standpoints, one, the physical part of it, how did you become technically such a good tackler? And number two, the mentality of your position in particular, making a good form tackle as opposed to trying to make an impact hit. And can you talk about those two particular aspects of it?
Yeah, I guess I should thank my Pop Warner coach from back in the day. It's always how I've tackled. I don't know, you know, technique-wise, just I've always tackled the same. I've never even really thought about, you know, how I tackle or any of that. And, you know, from the physical part and all of that, it's just, to me, the mentality, you got to just go out there and say, I got to get a guy on the ground, you know, and especially in the secondary, a lot of your tackles are usually going to be in the open field, one-on-one tackle. So, you know, you can't be out there thinking about, you know, making a pretty tackle or, you know, having a crowd ooh and ah. You know, you get some of these guys out there, like last week we're out there with DeSean Jackson and, you know, Doug Martin. These guys, like, those guys are tough to bring down in a perfect situation. You know, you just got to come up there and, you know, I've always said, especially in a free safety, you just, a guy breaks out, you got to get him on the ground somehow. And, I mean, 80% of the time it's probably not going to look good. But the thing is, you tackle a guy for 15, 20 yards is a lot better than a guy making you miss in the middle of the field, because now we're talking 70 yards, 60 yards, we're talking big play touchdown. So that's something that I always think about when I'm in the middle is, you know, for one, getting to a guy fast before he has time to really try to set me up, and then just any way I can. You know, we played Seattle back in the Super Bowl and Marshawn Lynch broke out. I knew he's going to probably run me over, but it was, can I grab his leg before he gets out of this thing? So to me, that's the mentality for me as a safety, is always get a guy on the ground.
Devin, you mentioned Patrick Chung a little while ago. What are some of the things you feel he does well that allowed him to have a game like he did against the Buccaneers? What's his role in this defense?
I mean, everything. I mean, last week you saw him cover tight ends, cover Humphreys in the slot. You probably won't find many guys that can do that, you know. And then also in bigger people, he plays strong safety, which is kind of like a linebacker role for us. So just in the course of a game, him being in the box, him being out on the perimeter, him covering tight ends, him playing deep, you know. So to me, it's his versatility of being able to do that, and then also playing in the kicking game. So, you know, over the last couple of years, he's probably been our most versatile player defensively, that we kind of just plug in anywhere, and depending on, you know, how many corners we have up or how many safeties or how many linebackers, you know, he's always able to kind of switch and change his role for wherever week we have or whatever the strengths is of our opponent. So you can't really teach what he's been able to do and, you know, how he's played out there. So it's a big help to our defense when, you know, he's out there playing different roles.
Guys last week seemed to be moving a lot faster, a lot more aggressive. Is it just a matter of telling each other, hey, let's play faster, let's be there, or was it more of a scheme thing, communication?
No, I mean, we ran a lot of the calls we've been running all year, and you know, I said after the game, I think everyone kind of felt that feeling of like our backs against the wall, where it was like, let's let it rip, you know, it's time, you know, we've all, you know, there's no more really new guys and Rick. Like, we've all been here for a while. We've all been in this system now. We kind of run the same thing since April. That's plenty of time to, you know, understand what we're doing defensively. Let's just go out there and let it fly. So, you know, I think our plan now is that it's not just last Thursday. It's now, this is who we become for the rest of the season. And, you know, our coaching staff is on us about being aggressive, playing fast, and, you know, I think after the Carolina game, you come out of a game like that, that's the only response that kind of, like, there's nothing, you know, we didn't turn on the film and say, you know, dang, you know, if we had this scheme in or that scheme, like, that was just all us as players of not playing well and doing what we need to do. So, you know, that was good to see guys just coming out with the mentality of, you know, we're going to play fast, we're going to play hard, and if we're wrong, let's all be wrong together, and, you know, that'll make us right.
This is your first time facing a division opponent this year. I mean, is it any different preparing for these games, knowing that you're going to see each other again and that you're fighting for that first place spot?
You always got to put a lot in the division games. we always talk about, you know, how important it is. You know, you're playing in the division, you know, this week it happens to be for first place. I mean, that really doesn't matter. We got a lot of time, you know, left in this season. But it's a chance to, you know, move a game ahead and then put a division team behind you a little bit. So, and then let alone it's the Jets versus Patriots. So, there's really no love lost in this game, and it'll always be a good game when we go down there and try to win on the road. It's tough, but, you know, I think guys have realized, even with the extra time, that we've tried to get ahead and put a lot of time in to knowing them, like you said, especially because we know we'll see them again. So, you know, we can know them well now. It'll only help the second time we play them, and I think guys are excited about that and understand how important this is. So it'll be fun to go out there, and we got to just make sure we execute Sunday.
Devin, last question. You were wearing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirt on Monday.
Yeah.
And Dante Hightower came out here wearing the same shirt. I don't know if that's your shirt. I'm just saying, is he biting your outfit or?
Definitely not my shirt. He probably can't fit into many of my T-shirts. But I like to say I'm a little bit of a trendsetter. So, you know, high, smart guy follows the right guys.